Blog Talk Radio.
When I remember your goodness, consistency towards me, how can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough words to this. Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings. Oh, 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 oh.
Remember,
every time I remember
your goodness,
every to describe your magnitude. You are in, Lord, you are in. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever speaks.
because he leads, you shall leave. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you. Excuse me, I have a cold. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us get into prayers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, breathing the breath of life within us, causing us to become living souls, and selecting us to have another chance to exalt your name and praise you. Father, we thank you for creating this day, for you are the creator of all things, just as you created the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1 and 2. Your creation is what established the human race to exist. And so we thank you, Father, for our lives. We praise you that the life we live shall bear fruit and bring forth a harvest that is pleasing unto you. Father God, we bring thanksgiving unto you because of who you are. For you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner and protection in the time of war, distress, and difficulties. You are Jehovah Tesor, our rock and our strength. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. You are El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. You are Elohim, the creator of all things. You are El Roi, the God that is all-seeing, all-knowing. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Christ, the Anointed One. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You are the Messiah, the one who was and is to come, mighty in power, mighty in strength. We are so grateful that you are the God of everything. Father God, we extend thanksgiving to you because of your loving kindness. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. We thank you for your unmerited favor that causes us to rise above and conquer our enemies. We thank you that you have caused us to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. We thank you for the promises that you have laid out for us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And finally, Father, we thank you for your only begotten Son, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross so that we might have eternal life in the afterlife and that we might have abundant life in the earth, nothing missing, nothing broken, for it is in the power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. And so, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. Bless us, O God, of all our righteousness, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Bless us of all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart, O God. Be merciful unto us. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Father, we thank you for your mercy in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We give you glory. We give Jesus for your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We pray that our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, fall under the subjection of our spirit, by the cleansing of the word of God, that our thoughts line up with your will in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that our mind is focused and fixed on the Word of God, and that today we have clarity of thought and clarity of sight of what your purpose is for us. Father, we pray that you order our steps, that you guide us in a direction in which we should go. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We thank you that you have anointed our head with oil. Therefore, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Father, God, we hearken unto your voice only, and a stranger's voice we will not follow. As we meditate on the word of God daily, we will not fall nor stumble, for the word of God is planted and rooted in our soul like a tree. Therefore, our soul prospers and have good health. Father, we thank you that our mind is renewed each and every day. As we meditate and study your word daily, we pray as a result that we increase in wisdom, knowledge, and stature according to your word. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Father God, we thank you that your favor is like the dew upon the grass. Favor returns unto us daily, and favor will never cease to follow us and overtake us. Increased wisdom and knowledge shall give us understanding in how to receive the promises of God. Therefore, we pray for your instructions daily. We incline our ears to hear your voice and the directions in which we should go. Father, we thank you that we have the righteousness of God through the shed blood of Jesus. Therefore, your favor surrounds us like a shield. We thank you that we have favor with you and men, and that same favor causes people to want to be good to us and do good towards us. Today, we declare that we walk in your divine favor in the name of Jesus, and that every person that comes across our path will go out of their way to help us. Father, we thank you that because we have the favor of Almighty God upon our lives, we walk in love towards people. We are a delight to others. We thank you for the love of God that is shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we are blessings. We are blessings towards others, being kind and affectionate. Be kind and affectionate to one another with brotherly love, and in honor, giving preference to one another. We are willing, ready and willing to help each other reach their full potential. We are grateful that you are working through us to bring many souls into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, we release our faith today. We have supernatural favor with our neighbors, our co-workers, our boss, our enemies, in the matchless name of Jesus. We thank you that everything we touch shall prosper. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto us from the north, from the south, and east and west, according to the promises of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you that your word is wisdom and that it has a perfect word. It's through Jesus, our anointed Savior, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit who leads and directs us into the truth of who Jesus Christ is. Father, we thank you that your words gave knowledge, instruction, and wisdom and understanding to all who ask. And you said you will give it freely. We thank you that your word says get wisdom in all getting, get understanding. Therefore, we boldly come to your throne of grace through the precious blood of Jesus. We cry for wisdom in making the right decisions during our earthly walk. Heavenly Father, fill us with your wisdom so that we'll be able to discern your will for our lives. Let our mouths speak with confidence, not wavering or doubting. And now, Father, we thank you that you will direct our path in every area of our lives, and you will seek your voice, and a stranger's voice will not follow. We will seek your voice, and a stranger's voice will not follow. Your word is a lamp unto our footsteps and a light unto our path. Therefore, from the depths of our souls, we will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in our mouths. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, We thank you that we have the mind of Christ, that we are new creation in true Christ. We believe with all our heart, all things are passed away. And all things are made new. Therefore, today we do not look at what happened in our past. We forget those things that had us bound. We look to the future. We live for you today. We no longer have the desire to live our own will. Your will be done in our lives. We realize our destiny, divine destiny, our talents, our gift, our passion was given to us for your glory. Your word says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. Father, we seek your will first for our lives. We place you first in all our doing because of our obedience to you. We believe you will give us the desires of our heart. Father, show us your ways. Reveal our assignment today. Line up us with the right people that will assist us in fulfilling our calling. We thank you that as we seek the will of God for our lives, you anoint us with power to heal the sick and boldness to speak your word to all that come across our path. And now, Father, we praise you and worship you for being our deliverer, our redeemer. We exalt the holy name of Jesus. We give you all glory for what you are about to do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you that this is the day you have made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Let your peace guide us through the day and bear witness with our spirit, reminding us that you never will leave us nor forsake us, that you are with us through the temptation, tests, and trials of life. Because of your love for us, we have peace, and through the shed blood of Jesus, we have faith in every area. Thank you, Father, that our peace transcends. Thank you, Father, that your peace transcends our own understanding. It will guard our heart and mind through Jesus. For we are assured that we are called to live in peace and harmony with you. Thank you, Father, for being our refuge, our fortress, our shield and buckler in the times of storm. Thank you that we are more than conquerors through the shed blood of Jesus. We rise above our enemies. And now, Father, let the peace of God reign in our hearts, that we are anxious for nothing, knowing that all our needs are met. And let the Holy Spirit guide us daily, that we are not tossed around, but is led on a path of righteousness. We bind the enemy and the assignment to attack our mind. We trust that to us not line up with the promises of God. We lose peace and wholeness, for our mind is sound. Thank you, Father, that we are free from a confused and weary mind. For who the Son is set free is free indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We worship you and we glorify your name. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we first thank you and praise you for the salvation, grace, and power of the finished works of the cross. We thank you for Calvary. We bless you for your blood that was shed in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them. I have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humble, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. I will remember the land. Lord, we bless you for the atonement power that is in the blood of Jesus. Father, Almighty God, Jesus became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangeth from a tree. Lord, we take the blood of Jesus Christ and release it like a tsunami tidal wave through our bloodline from now all the way back to Adam and Eve to close every doorway at the point of entry and the point of exit in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we take your precious blood and apply it over the lintel and doorposts of our hearts, our homes, our business, our ministries, our family, our health and finances in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:7. And our blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Well, I smite the land of Egypt according to Exodus 12:13. Because we thank you for the blood of Jesus over our lives as the destroyer is released to slay every Pharaoh and his Egyptian cohorts that is over our lives, that has made an alliance with our ancestral spirits to keep us in physical, spiritual, mental, and financial bondage in the name of Jesus Christ according to Exodus 12:23. Lord, then send the destroyer, the hunter, capture, binding everlasting chains, made out of the blood of Jesus Christ, every evil spirit, python spirit, dark angel, ancestral spirit that is operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial oppression against us from the second heavens in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we release your holy, and we ask you to release your holy warrior angels with souls chains that are access battering rams, form and fashion under the blood of Jesus Christ, to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, and barricade that have been constructed in the second heavens, to stop blocking and delay every blessing and promise that God has ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Lord, we ask you to have your holy angels to mount up with weapons of war, fashioned under the blood of Jesus Christ, to fight against every work of witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, chants, spells, hexes, vexes, astral projections, Jezebelic prayers, and psychic meditations that were sent in the night seasons. Lord, send your holy angels after the order of Caesar in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 5:20. Lord, we ask you to release your holy angels that are bound to hunter, to hunt down binding everlasting chains made of the blood of Jesus Christ. Every spirit, spouse, marriage, breaking spirit, spirits of infirmity, spirits of premature death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses, sexes, vexes, and the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our oppressors that have taken up arms against us be drowned in the Red Sea as the Egyptians in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ flow like a tsunami tidal wave in the second heavens to destroy every astral altar, pot, and cauldron, or curses, excess, contract spells that have been planted in the heavens around our side in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bind the everlasting chains, all the spiritual attendants, guides, and spies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we release the fear of the Lord and the blood of Jesus Christ against all of our enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we command your holy archers. Lord, God, we command your holy archers to send arrows made out of the blood of Jesus Christ into the hearts of our enemies, into the souls of the spirits, to have someone to bring oppression upon our health, finances, and family in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus Christ rain down everything that is connected to wickedness, that is connected to our lives. Lord, rain down the blood of the Lamb on every work of spiritual oppression that the enemy has planted in the heavens and earth. We give our bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, let the blood of the Lamb rain down like in the days of Noah upon every stronghold and snare that the enemy has hidden. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down and drown every secret counsel of the wicked in the heavens and earth, in the high places, in the realm of astral projection, and is seeking after our soul in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, release the blood of Jesus Christ to bind up and trick every part of the strong way. Holy Ghost, choke him with that he called for what he has stolen in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Mark 3:27. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our bloodline to close up every open door caused by the curse of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins to destroy every bloodline curse, sickness, and disease that is hereditary or planted through witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be injected into our bloodline and veins to restore us to divine health in the name of Jesus. Purge us with hyssop so we can be clean. Wash us so we can be whiter than snow. Lord, wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all filthiness. And Lord, we give you the praise in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Oriyamasadiri, amen and amen. Oriyamasadiri, Akurumasadiri, Akaramasim. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us continue in worship this morning in the name of Jesus.
I don't have much, but I really want to give a gift to you. I've been wanting you to know that I love you so much. I want to give to you. There's so much I've been wanting to say, but words cannot convey all that I feel inside. Now my heart's an open book. Come close and take a look. I want to give to you. Oh, Lord, I give you praise. This is the gift I choose.
This is my gift. I give to you.
He's been good to you. Every time I get up in the morning, I stand on my feet, I say, thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor on my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I give you praise. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. He is worthy of praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. We thank him. Hallelujah. And we bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Let us continue in worship.
Dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. all God. And I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist.
He's a friend who walks in
better.
Better
than
I could.
And he will
heal your pain.
Would you rather just sing that one more time? I'm so glad that whenever I've got troubles or tribulations, just knowing that just having a little talk with Jesus can make everything all right. Pick it up with that second verse if you can.
Go. and a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Got a shout of praise in this house.
Praise God.
You know, you may be seated. Don't go too far.
Praise God.
Because
praise God.
Whenever you're having a little problem or a situation, you can flick on secular radio, rock and roll, country, rap, and everything's talking about how bad everything is. But when you turn on Sun Life Broadcasting, oh, you're not hearing me. When you turn on Sun Life Broadcasting, you're not going to get how bad everything is. But all you're going to get is just having one little talk with Jesus. It's going to make your whole situation. Well, come on one more time.
Well, you may have doubts and fear, and your eyes might be with tears. But with Jesus is a friend, and he's going to watch you day and night. I know, because I go to him in prayer.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bear with me. I'm not feeling too well. I'm trying to make it in Jesus' name, not by my might of power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you and we glorify your holy name. Let us say the Lord's prayers together. I will have to cut short because I'm not feeling too well. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I uproot every spirit of infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I speak healing to not only to myself, but to everyone that is under the sound of my voice that's not feeling well. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to release your healing anointing. We command the body, I command the body to come in alignment with the holy word of God. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you for the blood. We soak every cell in our body in the blood of Jesus. Tissue in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Organs and systems in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for total and complete healing in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for binding that spirit of infirmity and all its cohorts. We release them to the bottomless pits of hell. Let the Holy Ghost bring to fire fall upon them and burn them to ashes in the name of Jesus. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We command the respiratory system to come into alignment with the Holy Word of God. Father God, we thank you for healing not only physical, but spiritual, emotional, financial, oh God. What every part of our lives that need healing. Healing of relationships, oh God. Healing of families in the name of Jesus. Healing of marriages in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we pray for the service this evening. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Apostle Rose that's going to be bringing the word, oh God. We ask for the fire of the Holy Ghost to fall upon her. We pray, Father God, that she bring the word in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit and speak what you're speaking to the church at this season and time. We thank you for the new wine in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the new skin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that's here and that's coming, oh God. Father God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.